Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock just after 10 o'clock. Looking for a caller 20 situation right now. If you'd like to go to Six Flags, you don't have to call. But if you don't call, you won't win. And let's be brutally honest, probably not going to win that Powerball worth $1 billion tonight with a B. However, if you do, just remember who reminded you to go buy yourself a ticket this morning. Your friends right here at K-Rock. That's who.
I feel like I've won every time one wins and I didn't buy a ticket.
That is as close to feeling, and I've played a lot of lottery. You know, I'm a degenerate gambler. I've lost a lot over the years, gambling in every possible way, sports gambling, casino gambling, shady bookie deals.
Slots, cards,
poker
you
games.
Name it.
I've gambled on the weather. I've gambled on international table tennis. I've gambled on the price of Bitcoin. I've gambled on a lot.
Gambled on your own relationship.
Daily, still, to this day. And I will say that Allie is right. The best, one of the best highs is remembering, oh man, I didn't buy a ticket, and then finding out that no one won, and then being like, oof, nice.
I would be so mad if I said I was going to buy a ticket, forgot, and then saw someone won and won in my area. That happened when that $2 billion lottery winner happened.
Yep.
I forgot to buy a ticket, and then someone in effing L.A. won.
So, I mean, right across the street, the Ralph's across the street from K-Rock, where I have bought many a losing tickets. Someone won a huge $150 million one there before. I feel like that's the part that is... Most people would look at it and go, it's not going to happen to you. Move along, pal. You're just a loser. Even when I scan my ticket, it has to shoot me that dirty not a winner message. You know, it's not a winner. And we've said before, lottery.
Like, I know my mother already told me.
Yeah, don't tell me what every teacher I've ever had has already told me, okay? You can instead of not a winner, flash a little message, like a little compliment, like a fortune cookie message. Like
the Starbucks baristas.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, you are blessed or you are loved or something like that.
Feel better, Kevin. And then you get that one.
That was the thing that Starbucks wrote on my cup one time. Feel better. That was like not even a nice message. So anyway, today, good luck with the lottery. You're probably not going to win it, but we do have some things you can win from us this hour that include your Six Flags tickets right now, 4-pack, plus you qualify to get that 2027 Gold Pass. And right now, we have that for you. But then later this hour, it's my turn to go ahead and pick up an instrument for a change and attempt to get you into the Hollywood Bowl for the maestro of the movies, John Williams, with another round of tickets to go to enjoy some bowl on a summer night. So you got that to look forward
323
to.
323 said, I hit mega four numbers, but no actual mega number from the last big jackpot, and I'm waiting for $1,800.
Oh, really?
I'm waiting for my $1,800.
It's funny, because one time the closest I ever came was three numbers and the ball.
And how much was that?
100.
That's cool.
No, it's not cool. It sucked. Yeah. I spent way more than that on tickets.
In your world, it's not, because think of all the money you've lost gambling.
But by the way, three. If someone were to say to you,
from winning the
I got three numbers and the ball, and I want to say it was worth like 100. Oh. I want to say, like, they were able to pay me, and that wasn't even a go collect somewhere else. It was, here you go. So
hey,
you're
donating to the schools, right?
That's right. That's right. We're all funding libraries. Hey, Maddie in Whittier.
Hello.
You are the 20th caller. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You have just won, so experience that. Imagine that, but with $1 billion. It's almost just as good. Maddie, you'll be going to Six Flags, Magic Mountain, four tickets, and if we call you back, you'll be getting that 2027 Gold Pass, which means you can go every day. Heck yeah. That's right. Keep it clean.
I called you guys 46 times yesterday trying to get these. Oh.
There you go.
Wow.
Be persistent. It works.
Not a winner. Is that what we're supposed to say?
45 times.
All right, hold on 1 second. Thank you. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. If you're just joining us this morning, you've missed a lot already, but one of the important things we should mention is that we have a listener that has offered up a kidney for Blind Charlie, so we think we've got that going in the right direction. And because of the overwhelming demand that people wanted to come to this funner summer pool party on Friday, I cannot accommodate all of these requests. So we have decided that we are going to throw some sort of a show.
We're gonna pivot.
A show party. That will be that way. I don't want to have to turn away people, especially listeners and people that have said, dude, I just want to stop by. I'd love to hang out. Or I would like to bring something by. And there's been so many offers of people that want to do bartending or DJ or just want to come and hang. And I would love to be able to us get a good hang in while summer is still technically here. So we have found, we believe, a location.
Yeah, the clock is ticking. We have to throw this together pretty quickly.
And we are going to announce, hopefully sooner rather than later, a hang that we can all get into this summer. I know last year we did like our endless summer barbecue situation, which was pretty much just us piggybacking onto something that was happening downstairs.
No, this is original.
This is going to be from us. This is going to be us. And so we will come up with a place, and we'll invite as many of you as we can possibly get in there, and it'll happen sometime soon, like within the month.
Yeah, so. This is our sweet spot, though. We do better with last-minute throw-together type things.
Facts.
When things are like, hey, in October, you've got an opportunity to do something. Come up with,
we've been trying
to plan. It always is a disaster.
We've been trying to plan a Halloween thing for the last 4 years, and we actually
have had
meetings about it. Never happened. But whenever we say, hey, we're all getting together and doing something this Thursday, it usually works out. So Friday, sadly,
is canceled? Is it canceled?
No, you guys are still able to come and swim in the pool.
We're just going to use your pool? Because I can do that.
Nope. You're going to come and you swim in the goddamn pool.
Me too.
It's Omar's birthday party. Jake, you're going to come.
Omar's not going to be there.
I know, Omar's not going.
So it's just us and a cake?
And a keg.
Oh, we are going to have a keg.
One keg.
We can't eat the cake. We got to watch it melt.
One keg, one cake.
I can't watch a cake. I'm pregnant.
We're going to watch. That's going to be the fun part.
I can't eat a cake either because I'm lactose.
Sorry, it's not for you anyway. The cake is for Omar, who's not showing up, so we're going to watch the kid's ice cream cake melt. In real time. It's going to be great. That's going to be fun. And then we'll have a real fun party with listeners soon enough. By the way, Ali, if you think we're annoying...
oh, don't worry, I do.
this expert wants to clarify who is the most annoying on the show.
Hey, Klein Alley, what's going on? This is Jason from Lakewood, your local In-N-Out insider, catching up on some of the podcast. You guys going back and forth about your In-N-Out order and whose is the most complicated, the most annoying. Well, as a former worker there, I can tell you from all aspects.
This guy used to work at In-N-Out, and he always gives us intel about things we talk about because he went through the training and knows the ins and outs of In-N-Out. And I know you guys gave me a hard time because you thought my order was annoying, even though Lindsay Snyder, president, CEO of all things In-N-Out, liked my order on Instagram.
She liked the post.
She liked my order.
She liked the post. It doesn't mean she liked the order.
Order taking, making the fries, cooking the burger, or assembling the burger, I can pretty much list which one is which. I don't recall whose order is what, but As always, I'm more than happy to do AMA style of a former In-N-Out employee about what's what.
This guy claims if we submit our orders to him, he will tell us which one he would be the most annoyed by.
We know which one.
Yeah, but you know what, Jake? I don't know that we do, because I do protein style, and I imagine that's very annoying for a person to have to construct that burger without the buns.
That should be easier.
No, but wrapping it in the lettuce and all that, and you have to try to find a way to hold it all together and then wrap it in that little bag, the little baggie that kind of just keeps everything from falling out.
That's a cool job, though. That's almost as cool as the person with the giant biceps that's cutting the potatoes all day.
I mean, yours will take a lot longer. You're definitely the most annoying person to the person behind you that's waiting.
I do know that usually when I order and they're doing the counting and they go like 16, 7, I'm under 20, you know, they go 16, 17, 18, 19. 23, yeah, 24, right. 25, right. 26, and then they'll shoot back to 20, and I go, wait, what happened here? And then I realize...
Well, we know what happened. It's your order. Well, that's what happened.
I won't have all the answers like Lindsay Snyder did, but she probably didn't give you all the answers. I'm more apt to because I don't work there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just be aware, I haven't worked there in over 10 years, so some things have changed, but I can give you a lot more insight than...
Right.
Anyone who works there can, just because they're obligated by contract.
All right, so this guy claims he's a former employee. He'll give us so everyone write your orders down. We'll send them to this listener, and he will decide who has the most annoying order.
Says a lot has changed. I don't think a lot has probably changed. They are just, that's their thing, is that they don't really change. They have their same menu, and yeah, you can customize and do secret menu all you want, but they've been doing the same old thing for years.
I know that we give away a lot of tickets to go to live music events, and this is different than a K-Rock band, but it is an iconic soundtrack to our lives, and his name is John Williams, who goes by the nickname the Maestro of the Movies because he's given us songs like this. Now, that was our version of his masterpiece for Jurassic Park, but you were able to figure out yesterday that Johnny and Vanessa were playing that song, and as a result, someone's going to the Hollywood Bowl to watch him perform live with that whole orchestra. It's going to be great, I'm sure.
They practiced that.
Earlier this week, Ali gave us this classic.
The Darth Vader march.
And that woman knew that was the Darth Vader march. I had no idea, but apparently she did. Well, today,
yeah,
guys,
I thought I did a lot better on that than I really did. It sounded so much better when I had the music in my ears.
Yeah, you thought you were good because you were listening
like, yeah,
to it, but this is not that good.
Just like it.
We've got the harmonica in studio today.
Klein brought the harmonica.
It's my day to try to tackle one of these.
Are you good at the harmonica?
I can answer that. No.
First of all, we don't know yet because I haven't played it yet. It's also, I think, not easy to be bad at the harmonica because the harmonica is just
kind of does itself.
That's pretty good. And that's just me blowing into it.
Well, some instruments like the trombone, it's tough to even make a sound come out of it. And this, you can make a sound just by breathing. You're doing your job already.
It's like the official soundtrack of Hobos right here.
To be really good, to pick out actual notes that you want to play from a harmonica is difficult.
If you'd like to go ahead and try to figure out what classic John Williams song I'll be playing, and trust me when I say you all know the song. It's maybe his most famous of all of his famous songs.
Yeah, I think it probably is.
And
yeah.
I will play that for you. I attempt to play it for you next. If you'd like to play the game, win your way into the Hollywood Bowl, give us a call. 800-520-1067. That is next on K-Rock.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
All right, school's back. Lakers are sold, and that's pretty much everything that you've missed out on so far today. We are Klein Alley Show. This is K-Rock, and if you need us, phones open. Actually, they're not open now because people want to play the game. But you can text us, 800-520-1067. Up for grabs now. Tickets to see one of the greats. The Hollywood Bowl, September 4th. If you're a fan of movies and or live music and or a combination of the two, this is the maestro of the movies by the name of John Williams. He's done movie scores for Star Wars and Home Alone and this Olympic song right here. And he's pretty much responsible for so many soundtracks. And imagine that happening under the stars of the Hollywood Bowl.
We've E.T., got I believe.
Tickets for you right now. I'm going to attempt to play a song. We're just proving that what he does is not that impressive because we can do it.
And well, I mean, we didn't write it.
It's true, we didn't write it. And
technically, we can't really play it either.
That's also true. But we did attempt. And by the way, we'll give credit where credit is due, and that is to the listeners who either got really lucky or were able to figure out just. Oh. This is Vanessa doing it a cappella. That's Vanessa using only her voice to recreate this classic from Home Alone. So,
I mean, I imagine this is what John Williams did when he was writing it.
Probably.
Right? He was probably just in his head going, drun, 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 drun.
So
earlier,
stuff
like this, earlier and
this
the trombones.
Week, you got to hear Ali play the drum kit, and she brought you the Imperial March. And yesterday it was a ukulele that brought us the sounds of Jurassic Park. And once again, the listeners were able to figure it out. So today, it's my turn, and I am not talented in anything, but specifically with music stuff.
With musical.
I don't like musicals. I don't like music. You know, I've got that thing called whatever the hell it's called. Tonsophobia.
What is that? Is it you just don't enjoy music? You don't get any enjoyment out of it.
It doesn't bring me any joy.
You also don't know how to sing on beat or
no.
Clap on beat.
Right.
I think that translates into dance sometimes.
Yeah, no rhythm.
Yeah.
And I forget that. What's the condition I have called? Mesothelioma?
I think it's called...
Jake, you usually say I've got it. You're the one who keeps track of my conditions.
Your condition for music?
Yeah, that I don't like music. I'm like the opposite of Jake.
Misophonia? Maybe is what it's called? I forget.
Whatever, I got it good. All right, so I'm going to try.
It's terminal.
Anhedonia.
There we go.
Definitely, that's not it.
No, that's what you got, buddy.
I think she just hexed us.
Oh, man. Is that the second curse in a row? Yesterday, oh man, Vanessa, I don't like it at all.
Anhedonia. On you and your family.
Quick, someone boil a bat's wing. Save us all. Vanessa, is the second day she's cursed the show. Man, oh man. All right, let's say hi to Abby and Pico Rivera, who's brave enough to call right
before
now.
Before it's too late.
Abby,
it's terminal.
Good morning and welcome to K Rock. I have a harmonica here. Good morning. I'm going to attempt to play a John Williams classic. And I promise you when I say you know the song. So don't just say, Jesus Christ, Klein, what the hell is that? I know
not the correct answer.
I know you're going to be thinking that, and that it actually is the correct answer. But please, I would love to give these tickets away without having to do this over and over again. So here, I set this backwards. Hold on.
How do you know which way?
I got to tune this.
Tune it?
Okay, I'm ready.
It's tuned.
It's tuned.
As tuned as it's going to get.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. To see John Williams at the Hollywood Bowl.
Is
sorry.
Knowing what this is just hilarious. Any guesses?
Oh, come on. That was so good.
No.
The answer is no.
How could you not have a guess? It's so good. That was better than even my practices.
That was really good, actually. I was like actually shocked back here.
Klein was practicing all day and getting very out of breath with each practice.
Man, Abby, no guesses.
I'm just gonna go with Jaws.
I'm a goddamn musical genius. She got it.
What?
Clearly, one. No. What? That is exactly what I was doing. I can't believe it. We're a 3 for 3. This is. I'll do it with this.
Do you need that part?
Congratulations, Abby. We almost hung up on you, and yet you stuck with it. And now, you are going to the Hollywood Bowl to experience this, which will not be as good as my performance, but it will be.
I don't think I've listened this far in.
I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We're all shocked.
You deserve to go.
We're all shocked. Thank you. One second. Hold
Can
on.
Can you play the harmonica with your nose?
Oh, maybe you're like a genius with playing it with your nose.
Let me try that.
Oh, no. I can't imagine what's going to come out of
you're
there.
You're going to get hella boogies in that thing, bro.
Right,
careful.
Here we go.
They'll play Jaws.
I'll play Jaws? Hold on.
That sounds so wet. God, it's in there.
Hold on one second. It's a lot of things.
Ugh.
Hold on. Jaws. Hold on. Let me learn how it goes.
It's going to make me sick.
Okay, here we go. That's my inspiration.
You have to remember the two notes.
Ah.
It's better.
Hard. It's hard. This is not Klein's nose anymore. This is Dominic Fike. It's called Baby Doll. More show, believe it or not, after this on KROQ. Good morning. Thank you, Foo Fighters. We will wrap things up with takeaways before we officially get out of here and turn things over to Sluggo, who will bring with him more spots for you to go see everything there is at Six Flags Magic Mountain. 4 tickets, 4 packs. And coming up again in 20 minutes. And every hour all day long, win them. Sluggo, winning them with Kevin Ryder, winning with Megan Holiday. Just keep winning, 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 and we'll have more for you tomorrow here on K-Rock. If you need us in the meantime, there's a GOAT line for you, 844-956-GOAT. Al, you asked a question yesterday to a listener who apparently lives in a psych ward, and he's called back with your answer.
Good morning. It's psych ward Justin calling back. I'm not allowed to use the phone until 9, so that's why I couldn't really answer, but I heard you guys play my message. That's awesome. Yes, Allie, baby.
We're convinced they're going to keep this guy in there because he's going to keep telling everyone, I heard my voice on the radio.
They're talking about me. Okay,
Justin.
Eat your soup.
Take this applesauce and put on this coat and sit in that room and shake. But apparently, I feel
bad.
We're trying to make this guy, is telling the truth. If you know a guy named Justin in the psych ward, we are talking about his messages.
And are still allowed to be called psych wards because that's what they are.
Allie was asking if that term has been canceled because it's not, you know.
Well, I just know that they closed a lot of the, quote, insane asylums out there.
Well, that you can't call them, I don't think.
What are they called?
Well, you call them mental health facilities or nut houses or whatever. But I think psych ward is cool. I think everyone's on board with psych ward. It's psychiatric.
Because that's just a ward.
You're not calling them a psycho. You're saying a psychiatric.
And are still allowed to be called psych wards because that's what they are.
Because,
because they're trying to eat me.
No, I'm not talking to myself. Well, right now I am, I guess, kind of. I just got off the phone trying to call you guys. Vanessa answered the phone. She thought I was on the speaker. I'm not.
Hey, Vanessa, you spoke to Psych Ward Jimmy or whatever his name is?
I don't know. I couldn't hear him that well.
Oh.
They just give us crappy payphones. That's when I felt like I was talking to a brick wall right there, but that's okay. But anyways, still loving you guys' show, and it was awesome. All right, you guys. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the show today.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Thank you, sir. And, no need for this.
And now today he's going, they're doing it again! So now they're playing my other message!
That's Psych Ward whoever. Isn't it? What is his name? I want to get his name right. Hold on.
Justin.
Good morning. It's Psych Ward Justin.
Psych Ward Justin. Yeah,
great name.
Thank you, Psych Ward Justin. And we're here for you, and thank you for being there for us, even though I guess you're forced to be. All right, takeaways from today's show, and then we can get out of here. So what do we got? on the takeaways.
818, my takeaway is tardy is no way to get starty.
Remember that, kids. I got called tardy a lot in school.
Had nothing to do with his attendance. 213, my takeaway is Jake is a tornado chaser.
He loves those tornadoes.
Let's see. 949, Allie's new passport photo looks like she's a dude trying to play in the NBA, WNBA.
Yep.
Speaking
that,
of...
By the way, that picture's up on our Instagram right now. Doing numbers. People say it's truly the worst picture ever taken.
The number is one.
You know when you see those really bad courtroom sketch artists that are drawing like...
Like during the Diddy trials?
Yeah. That's kind of what Allie looks like. Diddy during the Diddy trials.
626, Klein's daughter is mannequin-sized, and Klein is dishonorably discharged from the Old Navy.
Yeah, I don't think I'm allowed back there.
310, my takeaway is, all right, my kid's here. All right.
That's a good takeaway. I know what that means.
Service.
Yeah.
All right, I love you, bye.
All right, what's your takeaway from today's show, Vanessa?
They land plans at Old Navy with those headsets.
The what?
Sometimes she talks faster than her brain works.
I also didn't understand myself.
Okay. Just making sure none of us did.
Okay. They land planes at Old Navy with those headsets.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll
tell you what they're not doing.
I was like, oh, my God, I'm missing it.
What do you got there, Johnny?
Klein Lennon can really blow.
That's right. Thank you for that. Apparently, people rave reviews about my harmonica playing.
I'll take on some other songs.
I'll be doing that in the back of a train later. Allie, you got a takeaway?
My takeaway is I got to get me some beak soup.
Beak soup. Don't waste a part. Jake the Nerd, takeaway?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Rocks Country Soul Music Festival.
Yeah, yikes.
Omar has no takeaway because he's not here today, but we will do it tomorrow and try to do it better. And if you need us in the meantime, you can use that goat line, 844-956-GOAT. I think we're going to go do our Showtime pod today. Let's go do that Showtime podcast. What do you say?
F yeah. And we can say the full word.
Uncensored goodness and performed in full nudity, available for download soon enough. So get ready for that.
Are we going to do the kettlebell swearing?
Oh, yeah. We got to get the Johnny, go steal some kettlebells from the gym. We're going to see if we can lift heavier weights if we swear.
What if I get banned? I go all the time.
Just hide them. Hide in your shirt and walk up. Pretend you're pregnant or something.
Okay.
We'll take a quick break. We'll see you again tomorrow. The Showtime podcast will be coming your way in about 30 minutes. All right.
Glenn and Allie, it's just okay. Doo-doo-doo. Glenn and Allie, it's just okay.
Oh.
Glenn and Allie, it's just okay. Just okay. Doo-doo-doo.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates back-to-school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.